Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, a couple more texts to go through here before we hear from Dan Campbell. Inexcusable for great running backs not to be given a drop of daylight to run. Run blocking a mess. I agree. The game against the Steelers was an absolute mess, and we've seen several games this year where it's been non-existent. Teams just shut it down. The Packers have done a marvelous job over the last few years of shutting down Jahmyr Gibbs in the running game. And we've seen the Lions shift at times. Okay, if you're going to stop Jahmyr Gibbs in the running game, they're going to throw the ball to him a lot. You know, where he's targeted double-digit times in a game. And you might have actually double-digit receptions in a game. But in the meantime, the running game wasn't working. MCDC will be the reason this team has changed and ultimately the reason they will never make a Super Bowl. He's unwilling to strategize. He's stuck in his ways. Which is an interesting text to get us to what we wanted to hear from Dan Campbell when he spoke this morning with Stoney and Jansen in the morning show. Stoney in for Costa this week. You know, one of the things that fans have complained about forever with Dan Campbell is the Dan Gamble stuff, going for it on fourth down and whatever, and eschewing the opportunity to kick a field goal. It happened on Sunday against the Steelers early in the game. Lions had a chance at 4th-and-3 inside the 10-yard line to go ahead and kick a field goal. And Dan Campbell said, nope, we're gonna go for it. And the play failed. And it's been brought up all the time by fans and media alike. You know, it was going to the decision to go for it on fourth down and instead of kicking the field goal. And here's what Dan Campbell had to say about that decision on Sunday against the Steelers. So this is what we live and die with Dan Campbell. If we love Dan Campbell, it can also be, you're also allowed to be critical and say, I love Dan Campbell. I just wish he'd be a little bit more conservative at times with the fourth down calls, which is kind of where I'm at. To me, there's like this imaginary line where if it's 4th-and-2 or 4th-and-1, I don't mind going for it. But for some reason, 4th-and-3 sticks out as that's tough. I'd rather kick a field goal 4th-and-3. Now, everything is about circumstances and situations and where you're at and all that, right? And what you feel the game is going to be like. in fairness to Dan Campbell, even though I was first guessing and say, kick the field goal, kick the field goal, kick the field goal. This was so early in the game that you don't know what you're in a battle with. You don't know at this point whether or not you're going to be able to run the football or if it's going to be, you know, a white knuckle ride the whole way to see who can get to, you know, the 25 points first. You don't know this because it's that early in the game. Once a pattern's been established and let's say you're halfway through the second quarter and you realize that you're not able to run the ball and it's going to be a tight game, it might be easier to say on fourth and three, hey, you know what, we're going to take the points, we're going to kick the field goal. But early in the game, I can understand why he did it. Again, I wouldn't have, but I'm still fine with Dan Campbell's head coach. But I get why people get upset. Because this isn't a one-off. I mean, this is a constant thing. And you heard him say in that cut, 100 times out of 100, he's going to go for it in that situation. And you have to relook at what that situation was. You know, fourth and three from, I forget where, I'd have to go back and look, but it was from like the 4 or 5 yard line, is different than fourth and three from the 35. Because the thing is, if you don't get it, then you've pinned that other team deep and, you know, it's a kind of a field position thing. I understand it. I disagree with it at times. And Sunday was one of those times that I would disagree with it. The other thing that has been brought up, I'm sorry, King.
I was just going to say, also, I think you have to look at how they've done on fourth down this year as a whole. And yeah, they just have not been as successful as
the
years past. Maybe you just don't have the team or the players to execute those plays anymore on fourth down. So maybe be a little more conservative, especially where you're at in the game, and just take the points and then see how the game is going, where you have to be more aggressive. Because I think they just don't have the same horses they did last year to run these fourth down plays, because they're clearly not executing on the same level they were last year or the year before.
Yeah, it's different when your offensive line was much better in years past, and it's different when you got Sam Laporta available to you as well, who is as reliable as it gets. And it's different when you've got a completely healthy Amon-Ra St. Brown, who may or may not have a hand injury, which could explain away why he's dropped a bunch of passes this year. Still an incredibly effective receiver, and I love Amon-Ra, but I think obviously something's wrong this year with him that we'll find out about probably at the end of the season. So yeah, I agree with that. Those are all reasons that go into perhaps why I wouldn't do this, why I wouldn't go for it on fourth and three all the time. But that's Dan Campbell. And the other decision in the game that was tough was you have first and goal from the one with 22 seconds left in the game and a timeout. And lots of people are expecting at this point that David Montgomery would come into the game and he'd hand the ball off to your big bull running back and he'll punch it in the end zone and give the Lions the lead with less than 20 seconds to go. And that wasn't the case. Instead, they called a pass play. It was a pick play with Isaac Tesla and Amon-Ra St. Brown. St. Brown caught the ball for an apparent touchdown, but the flag was there for pass interference because of the pick play. And when you look back at the play, it's a little controversial. Some people think that he was pushed into the other defender. I don't agree with that. I think that he could have avoided it, and he didn't. And I think he kind of lowers his shoulder, actually, when he makes contact with the defender. And what's really frustrating about that play is when you go back and watch it, I think St. Brown's going to be open regardless if Tesla is involved with the play or not, because I just think the corner, when they would make the switch, it's just he's not in position, period, and would not have been in position. But nonetheless, it happened. But Dan Campbell talked about the decision to throw it in that instance instead of using David Montgomery.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Comrie. It's interesting how he said that. And we scored, and it didn't work out. Didn't work out because it was an offensive pass interference call that I tend to think that most of the players in that locker room feel like it should have been called that way. And whether you agree or disagree that it should have been interference, in the end, it was. It was pass interference. And that's a play that, you know, second guessing, would he try it again next time and run the ball? Maybe. But I don't necessarily think it's learning from a mistake necessarily. They called the right play. It worked for a touchdown. But execution, part of it is avoiding a penalty, and Tesla did not avoid the penalty on that play, which is really unfortunate. And that's where we're at. And that's why the Lions are on the outside looking in. Instead, you have a little more wiggle room. Would have been nice to have that 9th win. Instead, it's a 7th loss.
I understand the people that want to run the ball there, but I think it's just my opinion. I think they may be gun shy about running the ball anymore. I talked about this earlier while they started that drive with a -3 yard carry.
Yeah.
You know, to get even down to the goal line. Fortunately, they were able to get down there anyways, but I think at that point, I think he was like, I don't want to lose any more yardage. Ultimately, they lost yardage because of OPI, but you know, you don't foresee that. But I mean, yeah, the run game was just not working. They completely abandoned it because there was very little progress made with it.
Oh, man. I mean, the way that game was going on that last drive, they were moving the ball so easily. And then I thought at one point, wow, they just throw a touchdown pass here. And that was before the penalties. And now they went out of bounds at the 4 yard line or whatever. And then they move forward. They get the first down. It's first and goal from the 1. And they just couldn't finish it off. They thought they did it twice. They had 2 touchdowns, both of them called back. And now it is what it is. 8-7 instead of 9-6. And now the Lions are in a real peril of not making the playoffs. I'm still hopeful that they can make it. I'm not optimistic about it because a lot has to happen. I mean, Green Bay's got to lose 2 games. I think after this week, things are going to tighten up because I think the Lions beat the Vikings. And Lamar Jackson plays for Baltimore. I think Baltimore beats the Packers. And it sets up a showdown at the end of the season where the Packers have to win and the Lions have to win. We'll see what happens. They're not playing each other. Packers are playing at Minnesota to finish off. The Lions playing at Chicago to finish off. But none of that matters unless the Lions get things done on Thursday, Christmas Day, at Minnesota against the Vikings. More of your calls and texts as we continue here at 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.